Leaf Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. 'Cause it's living on the road. Only made me tired and so.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Friday, June 5th, 2026 edition. Well, late last night in Washington, D.C., the Republican-led majority, very slim lead, failed to pass sweeping election overhaul rules, requirements, and actually the process for running our elections here in America. The Save America Act, a far-reaching Republican election overhaul that President Donald Trump said should be his congressional allies' top priority, has officially failed in the United States Senate. The measure was voted on late Thursday as an amendment as part of a lengthy debate over an immigration funding package. The election bill has languished in the U.S. Senate for months after the U.S. House of Representatives passed a version of it back in February on a party line vote. Republicans voting for it, Democrats voting against it. The election proposal would have taken immediate effect, even as voting is underway in congressional primaries. Notably, the legislation would have required voters to show a document proving their U.S. citizenship, like a passport or a birth certificate, when they register to vote. However, research has shown millions of Americans don't have easy access to those documents. Experts say such a provision is unnecessary, as non-citizens have never been shown to vote at anything, including analyzing microscopic numbers in previous American elections. This is absolutely devastating to President Trump, as he's been lobbying the Republican majority to, quote, get it done. Well, Georgetown law professor Steve Valadek, in an interview with NPR, National Public Radio, this spring, far-left-leaning radio, the alleged sin is that it is trying to correct happens so infrequently that it really does seem like the solution would be much, much worse than the disease. Still, President Trump has continued his years-long campaign to sow doubt in American elections. He pitched the SAVE Act as a panacea to the fraud he falsely claims is rampant. Again, this is a very liberal news story, but I wanted to show you the spin, the counter to what President Trump and the Republicans were hoping to do. Story goes on to say, Congress should unite and enact this common sense country-saving legislation right now. And it should be done before anything else happens, said President Trump during his State of the Union address. He went on to say, during his State of the Union, the only reasons Democrats are opposing this legislation is because they want to cheat. Trump posted frequently online about the bill, as well as Thursday afternoon, saying at one point that he would not sign any other legislation before the SAVE Act was passed. President Trump said this bill supersedes everything else. Well, taking that cue, some Republicans talked of wanting to abolish or circumvent the legislative filibuster to make it harder for Democrats to stymie the legislation. But it was clear to Senate Majority Leader John Thune that there wasn't a broad enough appetite among his Republican colleagues to do that. Thune said, it's all about the votes. It's about the numbers. It's about the math. And I'm, for better or worse, I'm the one who has to be the clear-eyed realist about whether we can what we can achieve here in this chamber. The Save America Act would also have required all voters to show photo identification in order to cast a ballot. It would have also mandated that all states submit their qualified voter list to the Department of Homeland and Social Security. Being able to use a tool to verify U.S. citizenship against the qualified voter files. Traditionally, Republicans have been staunchly opposed to any legislation that would nationalize voting in our country. But President Trump has openly said he thinks the United States should nationalize voting. And University of Notre Dame law professor Derek Mueller noted that the Save America Act, had it been enacted, would have been among the most significant nationalization of elections in American history. This could have ended up being the act's legacy. It does strike me that the debate has shifted from whether to nationalize elections to how, at least for many Republicans, and also may well even having failed to pass this time around, could actually pass next time. Democrats want to take power this year? Well, this failure to pass the Save America Act could absolutely cause the Democrats the ability to win in November. So we'll continue to monitor this to see what happens and whether or not the Democrats are able to cheat like President Trump alleges. We'll see actually what goes on in these elections and see what happens, especially here in Michigan. Kind of interesting, because last night there was a debate. Quote of the day came from Gabe Budzki, Michigan Forward Network spokesperson, making quote of the day, saying, if I had Jocelyn Benson's record, I wouldn't want to get on stage and defend it either. Well, the debate was televised on Fox 2 down in Detroit. While the debate was going on, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson spoke to the local chapter of the Detroit Federations of Teachers, Teachers Union in Detroit, passing on the engagement of a televised primary debate on Fox 2 in Detroit. The move ultimately signals Benson will not be participating in televised pre-primary debates. Earlier this month, Roop Raj, evening news anchor for Fox 2 Detroit, shared that a Democratic gubernatorial debate was slated for last night, Thursday, June 4th. Candidates for governor were sent invites on March 27th. And Benson's campaign informed the station that she had scheduled an event with educators in Detroit. Well, 7:30 p.m. last night, in front of a studio audience, Benson, who declined participating in the debate, caused Roop Raj, the news anchor, to sit down one-on-one with Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson. The debate started in the studio at 7:30. However, Benson spoke to the Detroit Teachers Union around 5 o'clock. Well, absentee voter ballots for the August primaries are going to start going out on June 23rd and should be starting to be received Thursday, June 25th. That's just in 3 weeks. Well, when asked about her passing on Fox 2, Benson said she loves debates. She loves participating in discussions hosted by the Michigan Education Association, the United Auto Workers Union, and gun violence advocacy group. Benson said that we've had plenty of debates, plenty of conversations, and I look forward to having more of them this fall when we know who's going to be joining me on the other side of this primary. They were live stream debates where we had an opportunity to take tough questions and answer tough questions. And I appreciate that opportunity. Benson said she wishes she could do every debate that she was offered, and she'll certainly be doing more in the fall. Well, there's a little caveat to this story. We'll wrap it up. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
This July 4th, celebrate America's 250th birthday at the biggest party in mid-Michigan at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell. Featuring Mark Farner's American Band, the Dave Mead Band, and more special guests. Sing along to classic hits, enjoy a spectacular fireworks finale, and camp on-site for the full weekend. Tickets start at just $15. Kids 12 and under are free. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at LibertyMountainUSA.com and click on events. Come join us and bring your friends.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. The Fox 2 Detroit televised debate has been spotlighted by the Michigan Forward Network, a Republican 501c4 organization. The organization has suggested that Benson wouldn't want to answer any questions on accusations of workplace racism in her office due to the fact that she and others in her office, Secretary of State's office, are in a lawsuit alleging exactly that. Also, she wouldn't want to answer any questions about her board membership past leadership position with the controversial Southern Poverty Law Center. Republicans have promoted allegations that that organization paid members of extremist groups that it was actually investigating and condemning. Gabe Butsky, spokesperson for the Michigan Forward Network, said, "If I had Jocelyn Benson's record, I wouldn't want to get on a debate stage and defend it either. Unfortunately, I think the people of Michigan expect more than silence from our leaders. And they deserve better than Democrats like Benson running away from tough questions." Benson took questions from the Detroit Federation of Teachers members for more than 20 minutes. Throughout the evening, she touted her proposals to provide educators with a statewide starting salary, base salary of $60,000 a year, to create an advisory council of educators aimed at offering teachers a direct line to her administration if elected. "My priority as governor will be to ensure our public education system is fully funded, that we're not going to be raiding the school aid fund or any other fund, but instead investing in new sources of revenue for our state's public schools. We have defunded our public schools here in Michigan at a higher rate than any other state in the nation for the past 30 years. Stop. Stop. The past 30 years, I want you folks to go back, do some research, and ask Google or AI or whatever platform you use, what was the average per pupil funding in Michigan 30 years ago compared to what it's going to be this year? What was the rate of pay for teachers 30 years ago compared to today? She's catering to teachers at the Detroit Federation of Teachers event. Are you going to see this on a TV ad before August 4th? Absolutely not. Benson, in speaking to the teachers union in Detroit, said, "We got a lot of work to do to turn this around. We need to create an efficient, equitable funding model for every school." Well, the DFT had previously spoken with Chris Swanson, her primary opponent, Genesee County Sheriff, as well as former Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan, who dropped his independent bid for governor late last month. They did this knowing that they would be speaking with Benson last. In addition to what's forthcoming from the Detroit Federation of Teachers Union, the Northern Midwest Regional Council of Carpenters, they came out and endorsed Benson. The labor group represents more than 14,000 carpenters, floor layers, and millwright, who had actually endorsed Duggan's independent candidacy last year. Swanson has picked up union endorsements that previously had gone to Duggan as well, announcing on Tuesday endorsements from the bricklayers and allied craft workers of Local 2, as well as two local Teamster groups. During the televised event, Swanson said, "Michigan workers are paying attention. They know who has been walking picket lines, standing shoulder to shoulder with their union brothers and sisters, and showing up long before the campaign season. Labor unions isn't a campaign stop for me. It's who I am." So, going to be very, very interesting to see how this moves forward in the next few weeks as we get closer and closer to the August 4th primary election. History Lesson with Pastor Chatfield in the next hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that